Welcome back to the Real O Show podcast. Today we have a special guest joining us, Alexa Luria. She is a health and wellness fanatic and really believes spiritual inspiration leads you to a more meaningful life. Also runs a food blog with just under 100,000 followers called Girl with the Gourmet Palette. She was an amazing guest, and this is a deep conversation, one we haven't had in a while on this show, so it was a great change of pace. If you're into living a healthier life and finding out the root cause of your happiness, fears, and stress, this will be a great show for you. As always, if you enjoy the show, please give us a rating and share with someone who may benefit from it. Thank you. I got a stack of this gold. I tell you I'm on a roll. About to get all this dough. We ain't no fuck niggas, no. I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know. You said something, but before I ask the question, I want to introduce you to the podcast. So we have on Alexa Luria, health and wellness fanatic, spiritual expert, and we're going to get into it a little bit. It's going to be a great conversation. But you said something about how the last two birthdays you spent alone, mm-hmm. and with you being like kind of this health, wellness, spiritual person, I wanted to ask you, because I love like that stuff. How important is alone time?
The most. Like, I live in solitude. I love it. I'm an only child. So I like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Grew up, like, I have me. That's where we're at. Arts and crafts. We love going on walks. Like, I recharge when I'm by myself. I get inspired around others, and I love being out in the world and experiencing. Also, like, my friends are my family. So I have like a ton of chosen family, the most ever. And I have an amazing actual family too.
Of course.
But I like,
Wow, I relate to that a lot. I think because like Josh was very extroverted, and I think I'm somewhere in the middle, right?
Yeah,
like
I
think that I like being around people, but also it gets to a point where I'm like, okay, I need my time.
I feel like I like being around people, and I feel like why I like talk so much and why I like being around other people is just because we had three other brothers, but it was weird because
two older,
so like three other than me. So
four,
I was
four boys.
This was four boys.
Yeah. So when I was, wow.
We drove my mom crazy.
For your mom, I know. I was like, wow.
So I like
that's different.
Exactly. So like I had three brothers always around me for the most part till I was like 16, and then when I moved out of my house at 16, I was around my team. So I'd always have like playing sports. So I'd always have like a bunch of people always around me.
What kind of sports?
Hockey. I was a hockey player. Yes, and Zachary played baseball. So
hockey, like ice hockey.
Ice hockey.
Ooh,
yeah, ice hockey. Yeah.
Did you ever go to Florida?
I have gone to Florida.
There's Panthers Arena.
I haven't been in the Panthers Arena. I've been to like the Everblades. Do you know what the Florida Everblades are? Or like Orlando Solar Bears?
It's the ECHL.
You can teach
ECHL.
Me.
Yeah, there's
always more to learn.
Yes. Yeah, but like that's like if you're in Florida. Uh-huh. I promise you that might be more fun than a Panthers game.
I'm in.
It's fun.
Let's go.
Sorry
to cut you off, but like the Florida Everblades, they're back-to-back champions.
Where are they?
They're in Fort Myers. So Fort Myers and then Orlando. But so it's like double A. So it's under like the Panthers or the Tampa Bay Lightning. I don't think there are actually affiliate teams with them, but it's just like that.
We could go to the Everblades and then go to Disney.
Sounds like a great plan.
What? Never been to Disney.
What are you talking about?
I've been to Universal Studios, Islands of Adventures. What's the water park? Like Wet and Wild or something like that? Or
that's Cedar Point.
Is that Cedar Point? There's a water park in Orlando. I can't remember. I was young when
Disney's
I went.
Disney's like
there is a water park.
Disney's
there's a
massive.
Bunch. Like Typhoon Lagoon?
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't
that's
that.
Disney's so big. Like there's
have
like,
you been to Disney?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I used to my like ex-girlfriend in high school, mm-hmm. her aunt used to be like the head makeup designer at Disney.
Sick.
So she used to like I used to fly down there because they moved to Florida. And we would just go down there and her aunt would just give us these cards, mm-hmm. that were like VIP, bro. You get into any fucking place you want, get like skipped to the front of the I was like, bro, I'm like, it's hard for me now. I'm like, how do I go back to Disney when I had that experience?
You and find
that,
a way.
I'm like, I have to do the VIP. I got to pay like the $3,500 or I'm like, I can't go. I'm already ruined. I've ruined it.
Here's the thing. I understand and I completely get it. But I feel like for me, there's always a way. There's something called a lightning lane. Oh. So basically you can buy it at the beginning of the day. The lines are super quick. And you can only book one at a time. But you can book one every 2 hours. So there's secrets.
Okay. So
I know all the secrets.
Okay. So you...
I love Disney.
Okay. So you're just a Disney pro.
Amusement parks are... I don't know. I don't like roller coasters at all.
Yeah. I love
roller
coasters.
I hate roller coasters. It just scares me.
Why do you hate them?
Heights. I have a huge fear of heights.
That thrill.
Like,
though?
I don't like looking over like balconies. Like, if there's a rail, like if I look, down,
where's the root?
I don't know. I used to have a ton of dreams or like nightmares as kids of me like falling off cliffs and then waking up. I don't know if it was in like a past life. I like got pushed off a cliff, but maybe. I don't know.
I'm really curious because we were talking about this. I love roller coasters. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I like love heights because like I bet if I like went skydiving today, I'd like shit my pants, right?
That's scary. That's different though. That's not heights.
That's completely different.
That's terrifying.
That's terrifying, right?
And that's amazing. The best
way. And I think so. We're
good for whoever does it.
Our future vlog,
yeah,
is gonna be. We're gonna take my brother. I'm gonna make like my mom do it.
Okay,
she'd be gold.
Skydiving.
Actually, no.
Mom might do
it. She might make us look bad. She might like be like.
She likes roller coasters.
I kind of feel like your mom kills it.
No, our mom's a badass.
Like she's an icon. No, she's a badass. She's four boys. Yeah, it's a lot.
And we were like,
you got to be some sort of special.
Like, for sure.
We were not easy children. Like, we were not. Like,
really?
We have nieces.
I'm surprised.
We have nieces, and I'm like, and at first I was like, they're two, and I'm like. I first saw them. I'm like, oh man, it'd be sick. If we had like some little boys. Now I'm like, thank God they're girls. Like they're so sweet. They're like, just want to like hang out and play. My other buddy has a nephew. This thing's a little devil, little bowling ball, runs around, breaking stuff, throwing stuff, jumping around. I'm like, dude, this is exhausting.
It's definitely a different vibe.
I like the little girls. They're like, let's read a book. I'm like, oh, this is easy.
So as we get into you, because we obviously, like you just met Joshua the other day. I kind of met you in passing. Give us and everybody else listening a 10,000 foot view of who Alexa is.
10,000 foot. So I'm like, can you see me?
We can make it 5,000 if you want.
We're like jumping from a plane.
10K is fine. Okay. We're jumping from a plane. Hello. I'm Alexa. I love all things health and wellness. I grew up in Boca Raton, Florida. I am mostly passionate about people. I feel like I was brought here to kind of like help and heal anyone in my path. But I've learned it's cliche, but you literally have to heal yourself and help yourself in order to do that first.
That is
cliche
facts.
Things are true, by the way.
Yeah.
All of them.
For sure.
I mean, there's a reason why they were there, right?
All of them.
Like it's sometimes they're corny, but you're like, fuck that. That's
yeah. Great. So I've been on this journey in life trying to figure out like what brings me the most joy, how I can bring people the most joy. I went to college, lived in New York, worked in corporate, worked for myself the last 6 years, have a food vlog. I'm a health coach. I've done countless things. I'm working on actually becoming a life coach also. So I'm excited about that.
I love that.
Doing the Jay Shetty certification program.
Jay Shetty's incredible.
He's the best. I love Jay. We love him.
That's
awesome. Have you met him?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah,
he's amazing.
Awesome. He's really good. I think his story is super interesting with him being like a monk and now he's like trying to do this like podcast and writing books things. It's incredible. But you said two things I want to pull on. One, Boca Raton, Florida. Boca's incredible. I actually lived there for like a month and a half.
No way.
Don't let him lie to you. He was drafted the Miami Marlins, so he was playing.
So you're sports guys.
Yeah, we're sports guys.
You're sports guys.
Yeah, recovering sports guys.
We're retired.
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 I say recovering. I say recovering.
You're going to get back to it. I feel it.
Who knows? Hey, maybe that's what we do. Fun.
Maybe I could do something in the sports realm, but I don't have like any desire to like play anymore. I love being around it though. Like the energy, the people, like I like that.
The competitiveness. I like the competitiveness. Like I like guys.
I can tell.
I like the win. Like, I mean, why are you doing so if you don't want to win? Like you want to be a health coach, life coach. Like you're not like, I don't want to be like the 10th best. You're like, no, I want to be the fucking best.
Because then you're just helping help people.
Exactly. But then if you're the best, you're helping the most people.
You're right.
You're helping the most. Like
you can help me with this mindset. Yeah, for me, I'm just like, I don't even think about, oh, I want to be the best at it.
Right.
I'm just like, I am so excited to help as many people as
possible.
That's
a great, I mean, that's just like, that's a happy mindset to me. Like, you know what I mean? Where you're just
like. But maybe let's share.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a happy blend, right?
Happy medium.
Where I could be like, yo, you know, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's part of half the battle. You got to enjoy the process of like what you're doing, but
I definitely want to impact the most people I possibly can.
Yeah. I mean, like, why not? Like if you could be the best life coach, you're like Tony Robbins, for example, I think like, he's selling out stadiums and he's helping a stadium worth of people. Like not to discredit the person who's only helping 50 people, but like, if you could help a stadium of people, shit.
Well, you know, I'm sure you know this, but Gary said like, years ago, he had this wine show And he said 9 people would come every Friday or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, you got to treat the 9 like the 9 million.
For sure.
And if you don't have the 9 million, but you're not appreciating the 9,
for sure,
it's not going to happen.
That's so, so spot on.
So I can't wait for my first 9.
We deal. I mean? That's
my first.
I
love
that. That's this podcast right now.
It's just facts.
That's one thing I've thought a lot about as like we've done this like content and like as you like talk to people like with bigger audiences, it's like I've even thought about it where I'm like, I think me and Joshua will succeed and kind of grow an audience. But at the same time, it's like, it kind of makes me nervous where I'm like, we're kind of getting an audience now. And I feel like I can't give enough time to them. So now it's like, what if we had millions and hundreds of millions of people that like loved you? It's hard for me to like, feel like I'm giving them an effort. Cause it matters. Like I care a lot about people who like listen to our content, watch our comment, like a video, comment, because it's important. Like it's pushing it to other people. It's about engaging that. But one thing I want to pull on, that
can
you
I give
said
you advice, but I want you to say it.
No,
say
no, it, no, give your, really no, give quick. Your advice.
Day by day. When it for comes, sure. You'll be ready. That everything is aligned.
I really for like sure. Your mindset because I relate to it a lot. I definitely try. I think one thing I really struggled with like a couple years ago before I kind of went down this spiritual journey as well was it's easy to look ahead and it's easy to look in the past, but it's so hard to stay here. It's so hard.
You got to constantly bring yourself. That's why it's called balance. So, balance isn't staying here. Balance is, oops, I went up there. Oops, I fell down there. Yeah. How do I try my best to kind of coast in the middle?
So what do you do to stay in the middle?
Oh my God. Breathe. Try my best to breathe. Remember that I have my breath when I'm feeling like I don't.
Yeah.
I have a lot of wellness practices that keep me super grounded. My nervous system, I nourish her as much as I possibly can. She is everything. I've definitely experienced like lots of panic attacks, anxiety, and like I have Lyme disease, so I deal with like a lot of health stuff. Dealt. I'm working on it. I don't like identifying with it anymore because it's not helping me. You know what I mean? For a while I was like, oh my God, I'm in a flare, whatever. Now I wake up and I'm like, this might be a flare, but like I'm just a little fatigued today. Like I'm gonna take it easy. Maybe I won't go to solid core. But it's like I'll go on a walk.
Right.
But yeah. I would say mindset, A, B, finding places that keep you grounded. So like I live in LA and I go to Malibu like sometimes 3 times a week, sometimes 5. It's crazy, but I have to. I'm like, I should probably just move there.
Right.
But even just like the second you go over that hill, you feel like.
It's just like the energy.
You can breathe. You know what I mean?
And so, how do you feel when you're in New York? Because It's some musty air out here.
I like a few different areas for sure.
Yeah, there's.
I used to live here. So I lived here for 5 years.
Whereabouts did you live?
I was mostly Gramercy.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of just weaved around there. Like Gramercy, and then I ended up kind of Union Square-ish. Which I loved. Yeah. But it's a lot. But right now, this trip, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, like I'm back. Yeah. Like, but also like the more you feel in your body and healthier, the more you're able to handle. And like, I'm very sensitive to energy and there is like crowds for me. I feel like that's why you might not also not be into Disney vibes. I don't know.
It's too many people.
Yeah. It's
that's why I hate going to Times Square.
Because you're sensitive though.
I hate going to Times Square.
It's a lot. Yeah. When I first moved here, I lived in Times Square, but I was like in my friend's mom's apartment all the way up. Like it was fine.
So it was a dope spot.
It was a dope spot. Yeah. It was a dope spot. That was like before I even had a job or anything.
Right.
I was like, I want to move to New York. And my mom was like, I'm not helping. I was like, all right, I'll figure it out. You know what I mean? So yeah,
I'm going to Times Square, mom.
You were going to say something before.
No, all good. I was asking what made you want to go down this spiritual journey? Because like, as I relate to mine, like there was a couple things that
I was going to ask.
For lack of a better word, but I think it's a powerful word, kind of forced me to go down the journey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I wish I could be like, oh,
will you share a little bit?
Maybe we'll get into it.
Okay, fine.
We haven't had
podcasts. I can share. I actually
like podcasts like this. Joshua, let me give you a little bit. So when we first started the podcast, like our first couple episodes, like I think like the first 6 episodes we released, like each podcast was completely different vibes. Like,
And
what I wanted to really go down was like having these deep conversations and really connecting with people. And I think I'll probably do it when I'm like 50 or something.
You'll do it whenever you want. Yeah. Why would you're 50?
Yeah, why would you're 50?
Because
how do you know?
25.
Okay, cool.
So I got 25 years.
Yo.
Of grind.
day by day. Remember?
Day by day.
Day by day.
Maybe things
change. What if you want to do it tomorrow?
I mean, I could do deep conversations.
What if you guys just do one little segment called Deep Conversations?
That's an interesting. We are talking about doing segments, so that's a good point.
We could
start doing a segment.
Okay.
Don't worry about tomorrow.
Let's get deep.
We're on to something.
Yeah,
we're on to something.
But we'll have to credit you. If we make that a segment, we're gonna be like, yo,
I'll help you guys.
That's crazy. That was good. That's a good call. We gotta write that down.
Yeah. Wow, I like
it's that, on wax, so we're
I don't yeah. know how to do the service. It doesn't really work.
No.
I only like when I talk to people and they try to just tell me surface things, I'm like, how do I do?
You know what I think that people are just surface? This is going to go completely left field. I think they're NPCs. NPC is like a computer controlled player.
Yeah,
but they're not like a real human.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I feel like
what does it stand for again?
NPC. I don't know.
It's not non-playable character.
Non-playable characters.
Yeah. And we always joke about that because like, so for example, we moved from Michigan and I can vividly remember the first time ever being in the World Trade Center. Pull up from the path from Jersey, you get in there, and it's like thousands of people all just getting up, walking in this white area. It looks like a game lobby. We're just walking. And it's just like everyone's just like going to their spot. It's like we're in this game where it's like my job in the game is to be like X, right? My job in the game is to go to my job at Wendy's and sit here and this is my job. And it's just like you're that playable character. Like in like, you ever played like Grand Theft Auto or like, you know, whatever video.
I used to like Wave Runner.
Oh, okay.
I liked Luigi's Mansion.
So not Grand Theft Auto.
No, I'm not into those games.
But for example.
Those are not healthy for my nervous system.
I don't think they're
we talk about keeping the nervous system calm. That doesn't do it.
It only went to my head because in the sense like in that game, you can like run around a town like New York and like go into like a store. And
it's a free play game.
Yeah.
And hurt people.
And you can hurt people.
Which is why I have anxiety.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
The point of it I was trying to make was like,
sorry, I'm serious. Never been more serious.
In the game, they're like, you can like go to like a tailor, right? And there's someone just who's a tailor. And it's like, to me, that's just NPC, right? So we were like always joke around like the people that are just like randomly, you just see something do like random stuff. You're like, wow, that can't be a real human.
But you know what's crazy? We couldn't have clothes fit us perfectly if there wasn't a tailor. And they're also a person, and they might be painting.
For sure, 1,000%.
They might be painting on the side.
1,000%.
They might be also a baseball player. Or
1,000%.
Baseball, yes.
That's what's so crazy, though.
Look at me go.
That's what's so crazy, though, is like
every. They might not be an NPC. They're just pretending.
Exactly.
Or you just think they are. Exactly. But also, your judgment of others doesn't necessarily mean that's who they are.
I mean, no, 1,000%. No, we're not fully judging like that. But if they can't have
deep conversations, that's where I'm like, ooh, like, it's not that they're for sure an NPC. It's just like.
I have a hot take.
Yeah,
I want to hear it.
I think people are just afraid. People are afraid to face themselves. People don't know who they are. People aren't willing to actually look at who they are. So they're down to kind of just like be that player.
That's probably fair.
I don't think that they're an NPC.
No, I mean like we always say this.
They might be though. We can have different opinions.
See, it's not maybe.
We always talk about that. Nothing in life is like certain. If there's not like you, everything is percentages, right? Like the percentage of them being an NPC could be less than 1%. It could be like 0.01%, right? But there's still a percent.
And it's cool that your brain thinks like that.
Like, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, there's always a chance, right? Like there's something could happen.
You're right.
You know, there's a percentage of something happen.
I also think you think everything's percentages.
Maybe.
I think everything's perspective.
Maybe. It could be. And that's just perspective, right?
Like we all get to just choose what we think.
That's why I like having conversations because like everyone has a different thought. Like us three could all look at something similar and all think of something very different. And that's beautiful. That's why I think that it's good to have conversation. I mean, I like the.
What's your favorite part about yourself?
My favorite part of myself, my favorite part of myself. I don't know.
That is a good question.
Yeah, I mean,
you guys both answer.
I never thought of it like that. I like the fact that maybe this is just how I think of myself, but I like to think of myself as very different than everyone else. Like the way I like operate, the way I do things, the way I think, I like that I can stay in my own lane. Like I'm not necessarily trying to be everyone else or trying to do anything else. And I like the fact that I'm like not afraid to grind. Like I love that, like that what average people think is very hard. I'm like, bro, That's an average day. And I like that. I'm like, if people think that that's hard, I'm like, ooh.
You want to work hard.
Yes. I'm like, I want to work harder now. Love. If they think that that's what's hard is, I want to work. I want to do 10 times that.
And I love
like,
it.
That's drive. What, yeah. That's what. That's
you love your favorite. Drive.
Yeah.
Love.
Keeps, it gives me purpose, I feel like. Because like me and Zachary talk about this all the time. Are my hardest day of like where I get like crazy anxiety or something like that is a day we're just chilling. A day I'm just sitting around just being like, oh, let's just chill and watch TV. Really? Like, let's just take an off day. Let's not work out today. Let's just chill. That will be the hardest day for us. I want to have purpose every day. I like, to me, I'm like, if I'm just sitting around doing nothing, I'm getting worse. Everyone who else is doing what I'm doing is getting better. Like I heard this one dude say, and maybe it's just like, again, I don't know if this is healthy, but there's this guy who was like, I always envision the person who I'm like competing with, which it's always just myself. It's really, this is just like myself, but it's like my other self from a different universe, whatever is working. And I'm just chilling and I'm like, fuck, I can't do that. I have to do something. It helps me get purpose of like what I want to do. And I'm like at a point where I'm not where I want to be yet. Right. It's the process of building that, but it's
will
like,
will you ever be?
No, but I think that's the point, right? Like it's, you have to stay focused, do your things. And that's the driven part. That's like I find purpose in that goal. Like, let's start a new goal. We accomplished that goal. Let's do a new goal. Let's do another. Let's do a crazier goal. You should watch
the Shaun White documentary.
Oh, I like Shaun White.
I love him.
Okay.
I didn't even realize I loved him until I just watched his documentary. It's pretty life-changing.
I mean, he's the best. What do you love
about yourself? And then we'll get into it.
Yes.
I think that's
this is my podcast now.
No, that's fine. Take
we
it talk, over.
Hey, we talked
take
about how downstairs she wanted to start a podcast. And I told her yes.
I was this like, is our first episode.
Oh
this
my
is,
God.
Episode 1-1 right here.
Episode 1. Welcome to my podcast.
Man, that's such a good question. But I kind of thought of it. And then Joshua kept talking and he kind of went into what I would say. And it's actually something I've been really fighting myself on. I've been trying to figure out how to like appreciate it and love it. I've been journaling a lot about it. The fact that I'm never satisfied. I love it. I love it because it keeps me going. It keeps me showing up, you know, in content, at work, in life. It's like you did something, but it's like, can you do it again? Can you do it better? Can you keep showing up?
So you're
up?
Competitive can you with yourself.
Of course. I think that's like one thing where, you know, I played sports. So obviously, I was competitive to be the best. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I really liked was the fact that I was more competitive and harder on myself. Like I'm very like sports, like it was very toxic for me, which is kind of what forced me to go down that journey. Like I needed to like remove myself, but I was never like bad towards anybody else. I was always like towards myself, which was bad, but that's what made me good. Like that's why I was successful. That I was like, yeah, I played all right, but like I didn't play good enough. Like I need to be better tomorrow.
You played sports forever?
Since kindergarten.
Did you also?
Yeah. Sports were like very pushed on
you
us.
Guys both need to they were
very
yes. explain
like in the sense of like
our parents forced us.
It was more like it was pushed onto us in the sense of like, hey, you like we always obviously as kids, like if your parents are into sports, you're gonna as a boy you're naturally gonna be into sports. But like for example, it would get to a point where you're like we're like 15, our parents have spent a ton of money on their kids playing sports.
Yeah,
they're like, I could have put you through college.
Yeah.
So you better fucking
kill it. Yeah.
And get your college paid for.
Yeah, that's stressful.
Or and it's like it was like, but then they'd be like, oh well, don't you know you could quit if you want. It's like no, I'm not, you think I could quit? You know, so it's like
because I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, the mentality you both have that's so similar, which also is going to continue giving you success in all different areas wherever you want it. It's a gift, but it's like how you're wired. It's how right. you have been wired. It's how you've wired yourself, and it's how you are. It's how you function.
For sure.
And just how when you were younger, you felt like, oh my God, I can't rest. I have to practice. I have to be the best.
Yeah.
It's kind of like still the same, but actually there's such power in acknowledging that, diving deep into it, understanding it, but then also being like, I'm gonna take a rest day. It could be once a month. Like, it doesn't have to be every week.
Right.
Whatever you feel comfortable with, or a rest afternoon. Like, it's very rare that I wake up and don't do something.
Right.
Like, I always gotta do something.
Right.
But it's
a rest
like,
afternoon a rest, is interesting.
A rest I like afternoon, that. But also soak it in and be like, huh, I'm going to practice this and I'm going to practice the stillness. I'm going to feel this and I'm going to start to dive deep into like why I feel the need to never stop.
Right.
That's a good point. But I'm going to keep being competitive with myself because it's fun and I love it and it's my drive and it's my passion and we love it.
Yeah. It's good. I think it's good to compete with yourself, it's healthy. Right. But it's like, that is something that I probably don't do enough. Like I could self-reflect. I mean, I do it a lot more now, but I could self-reflect, you know?
Definitely do a little bit. You know, I meditate, I journal, obviously I go to therapy. I love walks, love working out, which I think is not really stillness, but you're still, it's kind of like
meditation.
It's kind of like that going to like battle, right? Cause I've been working out 5-6 days a week since like seventh grade. I'm 25 now. So I've been pretty well at it.
Yeah.
And I will tell you maybe once a week, probably less. Do I actually want to work out? A lot of it's me being like, I have to work out, but I like go there and I'm like not really enjoying it, but I always feel better after. So it's like, I chase the energy after the fact that I'm telling myself the whole time, like, you'll feel better after. Cause like the days we don't work out, I'm always like, man, I kind of like let myself down.
I would say you're just listening to your body if you're not working out.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest.
Unless you're just being lazy, but I doubt it.
Zachary's definitely an extremist when it comes to things like that.
I think I am with the workouts too, though. Like I work out like probably like 6 days a week.
Yeah. And I work out six days a week.
But I don't feel mentally well if I don't. It's like a part of my routine. It's a part of my day. Like moving my body is not only meditation, but it's like, it's for me. It's something I do for me.
It's not for you.
It's not for anyone else. It's literally something I do for me. And it's like, it allows me to feel confident. It allows me to have endorphins. It allows me to have energy. Like when I can't think of something or I'm caught up in a crazy thought and I go work out, it usually comes to me. I'll be fine. Like, I don't know.
I'm really actually happy you said that about the routine. Cause that's one thing that it's actually helped me. Maybe it's just helped me justify the fact that I feel the need to work out every day. It's like the daily routine where I'm like telling myself like you need to do this. So you have like an opportunity to have a good day. So I actually want to transition that because I was curious. What are your daily non-negotiables? Like things you have to do every single day to like have the best day. And if you don't, you feel like a mess.
Okay, fair. Wow. Mine are not that complicated. They're pretty simple. I love red light therapy. Ooh. I have a little portable red light device. It's amazing.
That's dope.
And for me, obviously, I have a lot of things I have to do that like anti-inflammatory stuff because Lyme is super inflammatory and I deal with a lot of different kind of health things. So I found some stuff, all like holistic, nice things that help keep me feeling as best as I can. So I always do a cold shower, contrast therapy, cold to hot. I'll do like freezing if I can.
Saw that on your threads. Saw that on your threads.
I love threads.
Yes, I know. I can tell.
I'm a big threads fan. I think I'm going to be...
Threads or Twitter?
I would like to be number one on threads. I'm going to be competitive with myself on that one.
I love that.
Threads. I used to tweet back in the day, but like my Twitter got hacked and deleted 6 years ago and I just never got it back.
Yeah, I mean...
I had like 100,000 followers. I just was like, whatever. I just thought it was better. Damn. I was like, you know what? I started this when I was like little.
Yeah.
Maybe 10. Yeah. Like I started it little. So it's like, what's 10-year-old Alexa tweeting? I have no idea. Shit. Hilarious stuff, funny I'm shit. Sure. Oh, yeah. But I'm good.
100%.
I'm okay. Threads, we feel good. We're 29. We know who we are.
Absolutely.
Like we're feeling that's, inspired. Like we're in that. A transitional phase. We want to inspire others.
That's why you need a podcast. But I know. I do want to wrap things up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you the closing question.
Yes.
So shout out to 137 for hosting us today.
Thank you guys so much.
But
also, we're going to have to do this again.
Yes.
We didn't even start.
This is part two.
Did we even start?
We need a...
It's the warm-up.
This is the warm-up. We had to... It's either going to be again in New York when you come back or if we go to LA. Because we
come to LA.
Do you live in Boca?
You love Boca.
I love Boca.
We can go to Boca. We can go do it on the beach in Boca.
Florida, actually. So I lived there on and off for 2.5 years.
Okay.
Florida... I first went there, fell in love with it. Came back home to Michigan. I was like, I could live in Florida. Then I went to Arizona for like a month.
Yeah.
Fell in love with Arizona. And then I went back to Florida. I was like, Florida's kind of scary. But I fell in love with Boca. because it was everything. The only place in Florida that I felt like it was like calm.
Mm. Right.
Obviously, I lived on the side that wasn't FAU, which is Florida Atlantic University. Yeah, yeah, for people who don't know, because it's like split down the middle. But it's Whole college Foods, and then it's like retirement.
The movies.
Yeah.
But I love Boca, so maybe we could do Boca too.
So
we could
do Boca. To close it up, because we only have this room for 10 more minutes.
Okay.
But
Josh is chat.
What are you curious about? What are you curious about that others would not expect?
Everything. Absolutely, I know. Elaborate. You want an answer. Elaborate. But absolutely everything. If I meet someone and they're like, I'm a sculptor, I'm like, teach me let's go sculpt. Like, I don't know how to sculpt. Like, that's crazy. Teach me everything. Like, same with like a painter, someone who does pottery, or like, I don't know. I mean, I'm good on like the financial analytics stuff. Like, okay. I'm good. You can do that for me. You know, like the whole like finance, whatever. I'd love to learn about stocks.
Right.
More.
Right.
I want to learn about it, but I don't want to be doing your taxes for sure. I'm good to not actually do that. So I'm not curious about that.
Health and wellness over taxes.
Health and wellness over taxes. But taxes, like, I'd love to learn how to like play baseball. I don't know how to play baseball. Whoa, played when I was little.
There's a vlog coming.
That's a vlog.
That's a vlog.
It's a vlog right there. Teach me how to play baseball.
Yeah, that's a vlog. That's a good vlog.
Do it. Hey, check out that's Miami fun. Marlins game or something.
You can teach me how to play hockey. Yes. I don't know how well it will go. I can actually ice skate.
So if you can skate, then I can skate. We're halfway.
Yeah, I'm from Florida.
It would be better if you couldn't skate.
No, that would be hospital.
Just straight bending ankles on the ice.
But like, I don't know. I want to learn how to produce. Like, I want to learn how to make beats. And like, I'm a writer, so I can write crazy. So I'm like, let me make some songs.
Hey, we know a couple producers. We just, our last episode before you, Eon Zero.
Let's get them in.
Bro, Eon.
Let's do it.
And KJ, what you got going on, man?
KJ, what you got going on? You have any time?
Yeah, let's go.
We got to clip that. We got to clip that for KJ.
We got to clip that. All right, Alexa, we really appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Part two coming soon.
Thank you.
I never had to tell my dogs when we on roof for greatness. They paper getters, they want money more than they want fame shit. I swear we go so hard, we on A-list. I see my niggas prevailing. Be going hard for the hand. We gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah. It's gonna be hard to get it. We too on par for the misses. I put my heart and my feelings. On tracks I don't even feel. We bout to bout till we dripping. We bout to bout till we fall. My emotions stay. And I ain't never gonna slip. I'm by my mama house. Won't see my brothers get ripped. I'ma tell you I'm in. Watch me get my racks. And we bought so hard they think my niggas selling crack. We was pushing packs for 260 over pound. We was down, probably had some product in your town. But now we bang, sing straight for all my niggas, call my fam. And I made about 10 racks up off these features in the end. For my grandma, hope she know that this for you and you and him. For my brothers, for my family, for my mama, for my friends. I gotta fight for my brothers, I gotta stack up this gold. I tell you I'm on the road. About to get all this dough. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs when we on roof for greatness. They paper getters, they want money more than they want fake shit. I swear we go so hard, we on A-list. I see my niggas prevailing. Be going hard for the hand. We gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah. It's gonna be hard to get it. So I'm part for the misses. I put my heart and my feelings on tracks I don't even feel. We bout to bout till we drippin'. We bout to bout till we fall.